you all in the lovely and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And truly it's a joy and a privilege and a honor to be in his presence, to worship and to magnify his name. And even as we sung the song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And today you may be going through a storm, may be going through a situation. And just like Peter, when he took his eyes off Jesus, the Bible says that he began to sink. And a simple lesson for us, when we take our eyes off Jesus, we'll begin to sink. But when we look to Jesus, we'll walk through the storm with the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. And a simple lesson even for this year, 2024, that we need to turn our attention, turn our focus, and turn our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you know the story in Matthew chapter 14, when Peter was walking on the water, he saw the boisterous storms and he began to sink and he cried out and said, Lord, save me. And the Bible says that Jesus immediately reached out his hand and he saved him. And today you may be feel like you're sinking, and you may be feel like you're in turmoil, and you feel like you're going down. But God wants us to call upon his name, call upon his name, fix your eyes upon Jesus, ask him for his help in your life. He said, in the day of trouble, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. So you call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we look in the story in chapter in Matthew 14, Jesus, Peter was right next to Jesus when he lost his miracle. And I believe that the Lord is trying to say to the church today that you are in the brink of a miracle. Now is the time for you not to give up hope. How do I know Peter was right next to Jesus? You want to know? The Bible says that Jesus took out his hand and stretched Peter, and he caught him. So Jesus was right next to Peter. For Jesus to stretch out his hand, Peter had to be right next to him. And I believe that you are a candidate to receive a miracle from God. The man on the cross received his miracle at the very dying moments of his life. And today God wants to give you a miracle. You need to trust and hold on to him. And you know what's amazing? When Peter, when he walked on the water and he began to sink, Jesus took hold of him and he saved him. You know what's the supernatural thing again? That when Jesus, he did not carry Peter back into the boat. Peter had to again walk on the water till they reached the boat with Jesus on his side. So what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to you, some of you have been walking in the miraculous. Some of you have been walking in the divine, in the power of God. And because of the storms and because of the problems, you are sinking. But God is calling you again to walk in the supernatural. God is calling you to walk in the miraculous. God is calling this church to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, where signs, wonders, and miracles will take place, where people will be saved, people will be delivered, and people will be set free. God is calling the church not to give up hope. And you have hope in Christ. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't give up hope, no matter how bleak your situation might be. Look at the children of Israelites when they faced the Red Sea in front of them, the enemies behind them, the mountains inside of them. There were no way of escape. And today you feel like you are trapped in a dark hole. You feel like you're trapped in a situation where there seems to be no way of escape, no way of coming out of the situation. But God in his power can make a way for you where there seems to be no way. Your best is yet to come. What you have experienced is just the beginning of God's supernatural power wanting to be manifested and to be demonstrated in your life. So God wants to do something that I have not seen, nor ear have heard, nor enter the heart of mind for this church, for your life, for your family, for your children. So he has something greater for you. You cannot fathom, you cannot think, and you cannot understand the things and the plans and the purposes that God has ordained for you as an individual person. So you have to come to that place of realization and say, God, I want your purposes, I want your plan, and I want your destiny to be manifested in your life. As I said, that you are special and you are unique and you have a great calling in your life. Your identity is 1 Peter 2 verse 9, where Jesus said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people who have called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So what God is identifying you and saying to you, that I have chosen you. You have chosen, God has chosen you. He's saying, I have chosen you. So I have chosen you for what? He said, to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. So what he's trying to say to you, he said, I have chosen you to be royal, to be holy, and to be special. So that is your identity in Christ. So you are chosen by God to be royal, you're chosen to be holy, and you're chosen to be special. What is your purpose? To declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So that is your identity in Christ. So every time you feel you have a low self-esteem, every time you feel rejected or feel like despised and you feel unworthy, remind yourself on the word of God. Stand on the word of God and say, this is who God has called me. I am royal. I am holy and I am special. So God is calling you every single day of your life to be that. So that is your identity in Christ. So the Holy Spirit wants to operate in your life and to manifest his power and his glory in your life as never before, because he has something greater for you and you are special in his hands. You are so special, you cannot even imagine how he loves you and how he cares for you so much. So the Lord loves you and the Lord loves this congregation and he loves the people and he wants to do a new work in this ministry and in your life, in your family, and in your finances. This morning I just want to say that even I wanted to speak on Psalms 119 verse 105, and where he says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. I remember the time when we were little and I had this opportunity of sharing someone, the colleague at work, about when we were little at one stage, I think so when I was about 5 or 6 of age. And for 3 days, none of our family in our house woke up. We were completely like in darkness. It was seemed like we were under a dark spell and none of us got up from the bed. And it was a very trying and a difficult time. And I think so someone called the minister to come and to pray for us. At that time we were not Christians, we were Hindus. And we had so when they came and something miraculous happened, we just got up. And when we were in Hinduism at that time, in fact, although we had the light in the house, we are living like in darkness. Although we had this physical light, but we are still living in darkness in this where we could not like see clearly or think clearly or even be like normal as such, because in our house they were full of evil things that were happening. In fact, my mother, she was a fortune teller, and she used to get involved in witchcraft and evil herself, even like piercing her tongue and walking on the fire. And even slaughtering the animals and drinking the blood. So that is the kind of background I come from. And the Lord delivered us and he saved us from that light. And my mother was such a strong Hindu that even one time two Christians missionaries came to tell them about the love of Jesus. And when they came there, my mother went into the temple and took the question mark knife which she slaughtered the animals and chased those people away. But it's amazing in our family that my mother was the first person to give her life to Christ. She was the first person to see that light. And she became, we in the family said to her, if you want to go and serve Christ, you do it yourself. But after 6 months, we began to see the change in her life. We began to see the difference in her life. We began to see something, a light in her life. And that was shining in her life. And that is how we became Christians and we became born again, because we saw the light in her. And the greatest thing for us as Christians that we must show this gospel light even to people that do not know him. Because you are the only light in this dark and wicked world that we're living in. Jesus said in John 8 verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world. And he said, if any man follow me, should not walk in darkness, but have the light of light. So my belief is that when you follow in Christ, you'll always be in the light. Because he is the light of the world. You know, David said in Psalms 23 verse 4, yea, do I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So what he's trying to say, when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, you have that greater light with you. So that light is with you even through your darkest times. So even you may be in a dark tunnel, but if you are a follower of Christ, you are in the light. You may be going through a bad patch, but you are in the light because you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the light of the world. So the Holy Spirit wants us as believers to walk in that light, of that gospel light. Once there were two neighbors, he said, one a Christian and the other not a Christian. And the Christian could have told this person about the love of Jesus and the mercy of God and the goodness of God and the forgiveness of God. And after 5 years, this non-Christian, he becomes a Christian and he gives a testimony and says, just because I saw the way my neighbor lived, just because I saw the light in him, I became a child of God. And God wants us to believers to let the light shine in this dark world. You know, in Acts chapter 8, 19 verse 8 says, when Paul was preaching in the upper room, the verse 8 says, there were many lamps in the upper room. There were not one lamp, there were many lamps. So you as an individual person can shine where you are, but when we come together, we are brighter. I said we had the opportunity of giving a testimony to a non-Christian, and she said she liked to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and because she saw the miracle that God did it accomplished in her life. So after a few months, she started to come to church, read the Bible and all those things. One of her friends told me that, you see, this woman comes to the church and she says she's a Christian, but when she sees a non-Christian, she says she's a non-Christian. So we went and spoke to this lady and we told her that, we told her about the love of Jesus and that we need to walk in light and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But at the end of the conversation, it was a difficult thing for me to say. I said to her, if you want to become a Christian, be a Christian. If you want to be a Hindu, be a Hindu. No one must force you to do anything. But the choice is yours. You make the choice. And So we left that night, and with the heavy hearts we went home. But we prayed for her that night. So the lady, the next morning at 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, she knocks at the door. She comes there with the children, and she said, so we invited in the house, and she said that last night we made the decision not to become Christians. But my daughter said, you don't phone me now, tell me on the weekend. But she said, while she was sleeping today in the morning at 5 o'clock, she had a body, outer body experience, and she saw this true light taking her to see the only God. And that lady brought all those idols with her in the morning, and she dedicated life to Christ, and she served the Lord Jesus Christ. So that is what I'm trying to say. We need to show that light. We are carriers of the light. The Holy Spirit is a carrier. We are the carriers of the light of the gospel of Christ. How this light be put on is when we accept Jesus into our lives. So when we accept Christ and when we begin to follow Christ, the light is automatically switched on. I heard a story that someone said that he became a Christian, and he began to walk in the light and began to serve Christ. And then he used to go to the pub and said, Lord, you wait outside. I'm just going there. I'm coming back to serve you. You see, it doesn't work that way, beloved friends. You have to be a true Christian. You have to follow that light and walk in that light and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the light of the world. Think about it, in this dark society, at workplace, in the school place, in college, in your home, in your neighborhood, you could be the only light shining for Jesus. You know, back home in our country, South Africa, at the moment, they have a lot of load shedding. And there's sometimes, like for last year, my parents said they didn't have lights for 3 days, during the Christmas period, even on Christmas Day. It seems like a very dark Christmas, a very dark time for them, because all the food that they bought and purchased, they had to throw it away because it had gone off. And sometimes we want to choose to live it like that, live in the darkness when God has called us in the light. So God is calling us into the light. Let us not walk in the darkness, because he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So he has chosen you to walk in that light. Think about those people in our family, that the darkness that they experience, that physical darkness, not having the light. So God has given us the light. He has given us this gospel light to take this gospel light and to show the people the love of God wherever we are. As I said, you heard my wife's testimony that she was one of the first people to suffer with COVID. And before she suffered COVID, during that month, we were fasting for 40 days. And after the fast, the Lord said to her that, get your family together. Darkness is coming over the land. But then the Lord said to her something strange. He said to her, this year you're going to be very sick, but you're going to recover. And she was one of the first people to have COVID, and she had about 3 months. And one day while she was praying, she also had this experience where it's like an out-of-body experience, where she saw the brightest light ever. And then from that day, she was completely, miraculously healed. We can't explain certain things, but God is the light. You as a Christian, you serve the light. You must walk in that light. You must walk in that power that he has chosen you. That light is with you. It's with you all the time. Don't ever think you are in a dark place. Don't ever think that you, when Jeremiah was in the dark place in that prison, God said to him, Jeremiah 33 verse 3, where many people say it's like God's phone number, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. So you may be in a very, very dark place, but God is giving us a desire to open your heart and say, God, I call to you today. I call to you, I want that light, I want to experience that light. Show me that light, show me to walk in that light, to live in that light and to speak in that light, to experience that true light within your life. So Christians, when we have to switch on that light. There may be a dark thing in your life. It could be your finances may be dark, your health may be dark. You need to switch on the light. The light is the Word of God. And we have to switch it on and let it shine in that dark place. As I said, I used to suffer from asthma and I used to take the pump 4 or 5 times a day. One day I was reading John chapter 5. And to read John chapter 5, it takes about 5 minutes to read the chapter. The man sitting in the pool of Bethesda waiting for the moving of the water. But on that day, I read the chapter for about 10 hours. I kept on reading and reading and reading and reading and reading. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And that same night, that great light, Jesus appeared in a dream and said, what do you want? I said, Lord, I want to be healed. And from that day to today, I'm miraculously healed. Nothing about me. It's about him, that light. He is the light of the world. So he can lighten everything that is dark in your home. Look at how many families experience darkness in their homes with marriage breakup, all the negative things with the young people, all these negative things that are happening. We need to put on the light. Search the scriptures for our young people. Search the scriptures for our marriages. Search the scriptures for our health. Search the scriptures, the light for our children. Search the scriptures for every part of our lives. One day we are praying in a person's house and in Camberley. And we are about to finish our prayer. And suddenly in that room, that whole place became brighter. In fact, I can't fully explain it, but that whole place became bright. And then this one lady testified and said, I see this light that I've not seen before, and this light that is coming to this place. And it was so bright in that place that God's power was manifested. And in that same meeting right over there, my wife said she saw two angels in the shining white. And she said, the angel said to her, I came to protect this family. At that present moment, the husband was there, but the wife and the child were in Armenia on a mission trip. And during that same time, they had a severe like tornado in Armenia, a furious storm, and the only hiding place was God protect those people. His wife and his daughter. So after the meeting, the wife phoned the husband and told him, we just got protected. How miraculously God saved us in this little building, in this church. The church, nothing happened to it. God protected. The light came and protected them. So think, beloved friends, there is something that is brighter than what you're going through. Something out of this world. You have something when you have to switch on that light. Think about how dark this place is in the night where there's no light. And that's how our lives are dark when we don't switch on the word of God concerning an area in your life. As I said, He has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. His word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto my path. So the lamp is the word, and it needs to be lit up by the Holy Spirit. So when that Holy Spirit becomes alive, it makes God's word alive in your life, and it produces that light. Because when we read the Bible, it's just like a book. Even the Bible says that the devil even knows the scriptures. But that light is not switched on. We need to switch it on all the time. I tell you, little daughter, even to be a Christian, it's difficult at this time. I don't want to say it's easy. I'd be lying to you. There is so much of challenges, so much of conflict, so much of temptation, so much of things that just seems to come against us that we've not experienced it before. We need to be real about these things. But the thing is that light must be switched on. Think about it. We believe in the coming of Jesus, yes or no? Yes, we believe in the coming of Jesus. But He's only coming for who? For children of light. If Jesus comes today, is your life switched on? We need to be ready. That light needs to be switched on, because He's coming a time when we do not know when He'll come. Some say in the scriptures, He'll come in that like a thief in the night. He'll come at a very dark moment. So that is why the light has to be switched on. Remember the scriptures, the bride and the bridegroom? Those brides, those five foolish, did not take enough oil in the lamps. Remember the story? It's a very simple story. But God wants your light to be switched on. He wants my light to be switched on. In 2024, it may be a very dark year. But we'll always have the light if we follow in Jesus. Because He said what? I am the light of the world. He said, if any man follow me, should not walk in darkness, but have the light of light. So this word of God, it produces light in every area of your life. Even the ministry concerning what you're trusting God for, switch this word. The light is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Put this word alive. Make it shine in this church. Make it shine in your marriage. Make it shine in your finances. Make it shine in every area of your life. Let this word begin to become brighter and brighter and brighter in your life. Let this word shine in your life as never before. Because why? Psalms 119 verse 130 says, the entrance of your word brings light. Sometimes we are living, but the devil is robbing us to live in darkness all the time. The entrance of God's word brings light. What is your situation? What dark place are you? The entrance of His word gives light. So when you take a hold of this word and let it be applied upon your life, His light shines. His light is switched on. So today, let your little light shine. On Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, let your light shine every day for Jesus. It's not always easy, because there's darkness all around us. You know one thing amazing with light? You may feel so isolated because you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. On a very dark day, you can light one candle and everyone will notice it. So people notice you. They notice you. You are special. You are royal. And you are holy. You are very special in the eyes of God because we carry that light. So let this light shine. Let it shine this new year. So don't think you're in a dark place and you want to fit in with people. They already see that light if you're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they see it in this dark place. There's something different, something unique, and something special in that person's life. Let's pray this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just want to say thank you for everything that you do for us, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness and for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Lord, we just want to thank you that we serve you and we are the children of light, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love and for your joy. I thank you, Father, that you are the light of the world. And thank you, Lord, in your great mercy and your love, you shone that light in our lives, O God. And Lord, we thank you because of the cross, that dark and evil day, that Lord, we pray that through that darkness light shone, Lord. And today we pray that that gospel light will begin to shine brightly in our lives, O God. I pray let that light shine in our homes, in our families, in our children, in our finances, in our health, Lord, in this ministry. I pray, Lord, that your light will shine in this community, that people will know that we serve the true and the living God. I pray, Lord, that your light will shine in every aspect of our lives, O God. And Father, we pray that even today, that maybe someone here that seemed to be in a dark place, I pray that the light of God will shine in that place, O God. Today I pray that light will shine, Lord, brightly, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you'll remove that darkness from their lives, O God. And I pray that the gospel light, the love of Jesus, and we thank you that the love of God that passes, Lord, that will flow into their hearts, into their minds, O God. And I pray that in the name of Jesus, that light will shine brightly into their hearts today. We pray, Father, that you'll bless them and be with them, Lord Jesus. Even those that are struggling in their faith, O God, even to switch on this light at times, O God, and want to switch it off. But today we pray, Lord Jesus, let them have a consistent walk with you, Lord Jesus. Let this light be turned and switched on, O God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that even today, Father, that your power, your love, and your glory, and your presence even to be manifested in the name of Jesus. And today we pray for the supernatural presence of the Holy Spirit and the supernatural light of God even to shine in their lives, O God. Even, Father, we pray for those that are trusting in you with seem in a situation that seems to be darkness, O God. We pray light will shine, Lord Jesus, divine light, O God, the divine light of God. We pray that when Christ was born, Lord Jesus, Lord, we pray that the wise men follow the star, that divine light, O God, and I pray that even today, that the divine light of God will shine in their lives, O God, will shine in their situation, O God, and remove that darkness in the name of your Son, Jesus, that bondage and that strongholds, O God, will be removed in the name of Jesus, the lies and the deceptions of devil, O God, we bind that power in the name of Jesus, and I pray that Satan and his powers and his lies, O God, will be cancelled today by the power of God. We pray that the light of the love of Jesus will shine into their hearts and shine into their homes, O God, shine into their families, O God, in the name of Jesus. And today we pray that you lift up the heaviness, O God, that people, Lord, the heaviness, the burdens that the people are carrying, Lord Jesus. I pray that the struggles, we pray that you'll lift them up today, Lord Jesus. Lift them by the power of your Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the light of Jesus shine, O God. Let them have a reason for living, O God. Let them have reason to serve you, Lord Jesus. Let the gospel light shine into their hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus, and manifest your power, manifest your glory, Lord Jesus. Let the light of God, the Son of God, Lord Jesus, even Lord Jesus, that your glory, your presence, and your peace, O God, even to be manifested in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that even today, Father God, that your love and your presence and your glory even to be manifested. I pray that your love will shine and demonstrate your power. I pray that even the end substance of your word gives light, and I pray that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Even today, if we pray, light up their path, O God, light up their walk wherever they go. Lord, we pray, let there be light, Lord, for them, Lord Jesus, even this year 2024. Let there be light in every aspect of their life, light in their family, light in their finances, O God, light in every aspect, O God. We pray that this journey, O God, is where there's darkness all around us. We pray, Lord, that there'll be light for the child of God, light for this ministry, light for your people today. In the name of Jesus, we pray this in Jesus' name, that God's light will shine, Lord Jesus, will shine brightly, Lord Jesus, will shine, Lord Jesus, will shine, Lord Jesus, will shine, O God, upon every person, that darkness will be removed, O God. Remove the darkness from their lives, O God. Remove that darkness, O God. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Let the true light of God shine, O God. That heaviness will shine, O God. Those burdens will be lifted up, O God. We pray the strongholds, O God, will be broken today by the blood of Jesus. And today that the gospel light, the love of Jesus, the light of the world will shine into their hearts, O God. Thank you that everyone is special, everyone is unique, and everyone has a purpose in this place, O God, that you'll bless them and be with them today. And thank you, Father, that you'll bless this ministry, I pray. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that your love and your presence and your glory even to be manifested in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 The word of God is a light unto your feet and a light unto your path. So today you have the light. And just one thing while praying, before I give it to Mike, Jesus said in John 8 verse 12, I am the light of the world. You know, he spoke the same context where he said to this woman who was caught in adultery, go and sin no more, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. So no matter what wrong you have done, God will forgive you. You can walk in that light. God bless you.